Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bob Saget passed away yesterday in Orlando.
Yeah.
At his room. He was at the Ritz-Carlton there.
Mm-hmm. He had performed the night before in Ponte Vedra, south of Jacksonville.
65 years old. Wasn't drugs. Nobody killed him. He just did natural causes.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird, too, because he has made so many friends over the years in show business. You know, a lot of times someone will pass away and people go, oh, that's too bad. But with this, people are really
heartbroken.
They're really, really torn.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned before, I mean, I can't say great friends with Bob. He didn't call me on the weekend and see what game you're watching.
Really? He calls me.
No, I bet he
no,
does.
No, yeah.
And it's just something about him. When he comes around, he's sincere, number one.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people, when they come by the radio station to promote, you know, they're nice, they're good, it's good, and they're gone. That's it.
Yeah, but and he doesn't drag an ego with him. He's just kind and warm and funny, and it was just always a pleasure for him to be here.
Well, give you an example. When was this, Patty? You remember?
I think, Andre, would you say 2017?
Yeah, this was back in 2017 in November.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped by the radio station, was impressed with our facility. I was speaking with our guest, who just walked in, Mr. Bob Saget, that when you go to different radio stations around the country, and he does this on a regular basis, they have these green rooms, and they have, like, tea and coffee and, you know, big plush couches.
He likes ours the best, though.
And it's beautiful. Yeah. I was on Law & Order SVU, and it looks like that out there.
What exactly are you referring to? Which part?
We have in the lobby out here, in front of the studio, we have a round table and a plastic chair, and that's it. There's nothing to drink. There's no snack. They don't have carrot sticks or anything.
And hair fibers on the table.
Is there a one-way mirror where they watch you?
Yeah.
I said, it looks like that interrogation table they have on Law & Order where you sit there for about 8 hours and they interrogate you.
I was on the show twice. I was the murderer both times. Enjoy the rerun.
Really?
I was on Law & Order. Spoiler alert.
You know what's so funny? When you watch it, you do see people that you recognize.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
In life as well.
Like a documentary.
I directed that, and I talked to Norm yesterday. Norm MacDonald, one of the funniest people in the world.
And he's
a dear friend. And that was David Koechner, the car salesman, who's hilarious. And those were actresses in the trunk, and they were living in fun.
They were alive.
No hookers were harmed during the filming of that movie.
Not at all. They sat in plastic chairs and tables like you have outside the studio.
Here. Yeah. The late Bob Saget. Now, we have one other clip, right?
We have another one. But what's interesting there, too, is the reference of Norm MacDonald.
I saw two of
these powerhouse comedians.
Yeah.
Norm was one of my favorites, too. Let's see what else we were talking about. Talking to Bob Saget, and congratulations, you finally got around to proposing to Kelly.
I love this.
Your girlfriend.
I did, and we've been together 18 months, which is, I think, it's life of most hummingbirds. And and this is just a couple weeks ago, and she's a media person, and she's just a lovely, wonderful. I'm really lucky.
How does a man like you find an attractive woman?
I hang out around bus stops and
where did you meet Kelly Rizzo?
In the trunk of a car and no and she was alive. I met her through a mutual friend, a radio guy, Ro Khan, in Chicago.
Oh yeah, I know.
And I said, "Is this a good person?" Because I had actually stumbled upon her. It's going to sound gross. Please don't think so, but it was Instagram. And
oh, that's so gross.
But it's not, because there are things like Eat Travel Rock. I mean, it's like she's a foodie. She goes touring and stuff.
Oh,
and
cool.
I just said, I stumbled upon it because I have a lot of food friends that are chefs that are getting out of this well, aren't I?
No.
And Rose said, no, she's really cool. And because
so you were cruising online.
It sounds
sleazy. No,
not,
I don't mean that.
That's not.
You saw a picture of her.
I saw a photo. And I watched one of her segments, and a couple of her segments, and they're just like, you know, here's some food, and then here's some music and
stuff.
Thought
you'd roll it out there. You ever think you'd go out with a Bob Saget?
And, yeah, I said that. Scott, I like to talk in third person. That's what I You want to go out with the Bob Saget?
This is Bob Saget.
She goes like this. You're not Bob Saget.
Right.
He's funnier than this.
He looks like David Copperfield.
So she somehow agreed to actually meet you.
Yeah, what happened was she came to L.A. to do some work, and I knew some food people at a couple of networks, and I just set her up on meetings with people. And it was the first time in my life, because I've been divorced 22 years, and I've had like 6 girlfriends and had to put them down, but what are you going to do? And see, that joke, if you read that in print, that's bad. But
It's not that good when you use it.
Put me in the chair in the hallway. And then 2 weeks later, we went on our first date to Vegas. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And that was it. Off and running.
And then we've lived together for like 9 months, and I proposed a couple weeks ago.
Oh, there you go. And he just really fell for her.
Yeah.
I was kind of mean to him in there, wasn't I?
No, you were fine. They were funny. He
Did
was,
you, ever think, you ever think a guy looks like you, a good-looking woman? I don't know.
You want to date a Bob Saget? I wish that hit me.
He didn't seem to be offended by it at
all. No, he didn't. He's not the kind of guy that gets offended by much. I think he was always very... Give it to me, baby.
It didn't go so well when I talked to Terry Bradshaw, though. You haven't heard that.
That was a little different.
You don't want to hear that one.
It was a good one.
He didn't seem to be... he didn't take the joke so well.
Oh, man.
Were you meaner than you were funny? Because here you were funnier than you were mean.
It was pretty funny.
Was it? With Terry?
Oh, it was very funny. But we had Brad rescue you. You remember?
Yeah. Brad cleaned it up for me. 8:21, I got to get moving here. We got tickets to see the Eagles next. And we'll do our DA of the day on the Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.